Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Does the Stock Market Go Up? By Brian Feroldi is a plain English guide to how investing works and why ownership in productive businesses has historically rewarded patient investors. Framed as the kind of financial education many people never received in school, the book focuses less on hype and more on durable principles, what stocks represent, what drives long-term returns, and how to avoid the common mistakes that derail beginners. Feroldi, known for explaining finance in accessible terms, emphasizes that the stock market is not a casino when approached with a long horizon, diversification, and a process that can be repeated through different economic conditions. Instead of relying on complex math or insider tactics, the book aims to build foundational literacy around markets, risk, and behavior. Readers can expect practical explanations of core concepts like compounding, inflation, dividends, and index funds, along with guidance on building an investing plan that fits real life and stays resilient during downturns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stocks as ownership and the engine behind long-term growth. A central idea is that a stock is not a lottery ticket, but a slice of ownership in a real operating business. When businesses innovate, expand, improve efficiency, and serve more customers, their cash flows can rise over time. That growth can translate into higher earnings, higher dividends, and, ultimately, higher stock prices. The book frames the market's long-run upward drift as a reflection of human progress, productivity gains, and the ability of companies to reinvest profits into new opportunities. It also clarifies that prices move for many reasons in the short run, but business fundamentals tend to matter most over long periods. This ownership mindset helps readers separate daily headlines from the slow, compounding reality of enterprise value creation. By focusing on how companies make money, how they allocate capital, and how investors share in those results, readers gain a more stable mental model than one based on predictions. The topic encourages investors to think like long-term owners, care about underlying economics, and avoid treating market fluctuations as signals to constantly trade. Secondly, the mathematics of compounding and why time beats timing. The book highlights compounding as the quiet force that turns modest, consistent investing into meaningful wealth over decades. Compounding works not only on investment returns, but also on reinvested dividends and additional contributions, creating a snowball effect that accelerates with time. This topic typically contrasts patient participation with the temptation to jump in and out of markets. Trying to time tops and bottoms requires being right repeatedly, while long-term investing mainly requires staying invested through many normal cycles. The explanation connects compounding to everyday choices, starting early, investing regularly, and avoiding interruptions that reset the compounding engine. It also addresses the cost of waiting for perfect conditions, since missed market recoveries can have outsized consequences. Rather than portraying compounding as a guarantee, the book frames it as a probability advantage earned by time in the market and disciplined behavior. Readers learn to prioritize a sustainable plan over frequent adjustments, and to value simple habits such as automatic contributions, reinvestment, and setting expectations for uneven year-to-year results. Thirdly, risk, volatility, and building a portfolio that can survive reality. Another major lesson is that volatility is not a flaw in the stock market, but a defining feature, and it is closely tied to the potential for higher long-term returns. The book helps readers distinguish between temporary price swings and permanent loss of capital, a distinction that shapes better decisions during downturns. It explains how diversification reduces the impact of any single company or sector going wrong, and why concentrating in a few bets can feel exciting but increases the chance of severe setbacks. This topic also includes the role of asset allocation, matching investments to time horizon, and recognizing that different goals require different levels of risk. A portfolio built for a near-term expense should not rely on the same ingredients as a retirement plan decades away. By treating risk management as a core skill rather than an afterthought, the book encourages readers to design a plan they can stick with emotionally, not just mathematically. The practical takeaway is that survival is a strategy. The best portfolio is one that lets you remain invested through tough markets without panic selling. Fourthly, index funds, fees, and the advantage of simplicity. The book argues that many investors can outperform their own results by simplifying, using broad, low-cost index funds rather than chasing hot stocks, complex strategies, or expensive advice that does not add value. This topic explains how fees, taxes, and turnover quietly erode returns over time, making cost control one of the few levers investors can reliably pull. It also discusses why beating the market is difficult, information is widely available, professional investors compete fiercely, and short-term performance is often driven by factors that are hard to repeat. Index funds provide exposure to the overall growth of the market, spreading risk across many companies and reducing the need for constant decision-making. The simplicity is not presented as laziness, but as an evidence-aligned approach that frees attention for what matters: saving rate, consistency, and long-term discipline. Readers learn to view investing as a system, where minimizing friction can be as important as picking winners. The theme reinforces that a straightforward plan is easier to maintain, especially during stressful periods when complexity can amplify mistakes. Lastly, behavioral pitfalls and a practical framework for staying the course. A key reason investors underperform is not a lack of intelligence, but predictable human behavior. The book focuses on common traps such as panic selling during declines, overconfidence after gains, chasing recent winners, reacting to news, and confusing activity with progress. This topic shows how emotional decisions can sabotage even a well-designed portfolio, and why a written plan and clear rules can act as guardrails. It encourages readers to set realistic expectations, including that bear markets, recessions, and scary headlines are normal features of investing life. The framework emphasizes controllables, spending less than you earn, investing the difference, keeping costs low, diversifying, and maintaining a long horizon. It also highlights the value of aligning investments with personal goals so that market turbulence feels less like an existential threat and more like background noise. By treating discipline as a skill to practice, the book helps readers build confidence without needing constant reassurance from predictions. The result is a mindset shift from trying to be right next week to being consistent for decades. In conclusion, this book is best for beginners, young adults, and busy professionals who want a clear mental model of investing without getting buried in jargon or short-term market commentary. It also suits experienced investors who know the mechanics but want a refresher on first principles and behavior, especially the gap between what people know and what they actually do in volatile markets. The main benefit is practical confidence. Readers learn why markets tend to rise over time, how compounding rewards consistency, and how diversification and low costs can improve the odds of reaching long-term goals. That understanding can reduce anxiety, prevent panic-driven mistakes, and encourage healthier financial habits such as regular saving and patient investing. Compared to similar investing books that either focus on stock picking, complex tactics, or inspirational promises, Feroldi's approach stands out for its emphasis on fundamentals, simplicity, and what is realistically controllable. It aims to give readers a repeatable framework rather than a list of predictions. If you want a grounded guide that supports steady progress and long-term resilience, this one is worth buying and revisiting as your investing journey evolves. If you would like to support Brian Feroldi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.